ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सत गुरुवार के दिन आप सबके बहुत स्नेह भरी यादें लेकर
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's very loving remembrances of myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that in all four directions of the subtle region, there was very, very beautiful decoration. Even that decoration was unique. Very unique. Some places there were rays of light.
In
some areas there were beautiful thrones decorated. In other places there was a beautiful garden as well as palaces.
कुछ सेकंड के बाद दूर से एक पुष्पक विमान आता है
After a few seconds, a pushpak viman, a flying vehicle, appeared, came closer, and in that was seated Baba, as well as the advanced party souls.
Baba जैसे ही उस विमान से बाहर आए
And as Baba alighted from that flying vehicle, Baba was looking at the scenes. Baba then spread out his arms and said, Come, my beloved children, come. And instantly, many, many brothers and sisters got emerged in the subtle region. More and more were coming, more and more were getting emerged, and it became a very big, beautiful gathering. Baba was showering a lot of love on the children and everyone was lost in that love. Baba was in the center and from Baba's forehead, a powerful light was emanating and spreading in all directions. It was as though the light was enveloping the children. So you had that central point, Baba, and these rays of light spreading in all directions. Children were swaying in happiness and Baba was giving them love. Baba then looked at me and said, Child, did you see this? Out of love for the father, the children have reached Baba, they've reached Madhavan with such love, such dedication. And in each one's mind, there is the thought, we are going to celebrate our Baba's birthday. So Baba smiled and said, it's not the father's birthday, but Baba has invited the children to the subtle region today to celebrate the children's birthday, the children who are the long lost and now found ones. And as Baba said this, rays of light were falling on each child, and as though each one were receiving a blessing, and each one was visible in their complete form. Baba has given the children the invitation and so Baba has organized a special celebration as well and Baba is giving each child a blessing in the form of a gift and as the blessing was reaching each child the children saw that on it was written Your complete form, your perfect form is the basis for success. And as they were reading this blessing and becoming the embodiment of it, their form was becoming that of the future deities. And it was as though the new world was getting established in front of our eyes. The children were sharing love with Baba and Baba in return was giving good experiences to the children. I then asked Baba where he had gone to today. So Baba said, "Do you know where Baba went today? In a second, what did I see? There were lines and lines, queues and queues of the devotee souls. Some were engaged in samtha, some were in another, some were standing with their hands folded, their heads bowed down, some were asking for their pure desires to be fulfilled, as it is the time of Shivratri." So Baba then said, "Although the devotee souls don't know their spiritual father, their supreme father, however, their pure feelings are being shared, and so Baba has to give the return of that. They want to attain something, they want to have a vision of their beloved supreme being. Baba, of course, is the innocent Lord. Because Baba is the innocent Lord, he gives experiences to the innocent devotee souls as well. Baba then said, told his Brahmin children that Baba does give the return of the devotee souls' bhavna, or their pure feelings, but what will you do?" So everyone was quiet, and then someone said, one of the Brahmin children said, that we're carrying out our task. So Baba said, "Make your mind so clean that you're able to catch the pure feelings, the pure thoughts of any soul, any whether it's devotee soul, others, and make them powerful, empower them, give them the return of those pure feelings that they have for God." Shiv Baba, God is known as the one who benefits those who are downtrodden, those who are unhappy. So you too have to have mercy for these brother souls, for the devotee souls. So for that, make your thoughts very clean and clear. Make your mind so clean and clear that you're able to draw in Baba's love at all times, the current from the Father at all times, and serve the world. Maintain a vision of mercy for the world. Enable them to have the feeling that yes, these are the souls who will show us the path. These are the souls who can guide us. These are the ones who can give us cooperation. Thirdly, Baba said, make your inner stage so powerful and transparent so that through you, you're able to give a vision, a glimpse of the Supreme Being through your stage. Baba is helping you create a very good stage, but sometimes if your stage is not transparent, then you're not able to glorify or reveal the Father, reveal the Supreme Being in front of souls of the world. So devotee souls have this pure wish to attain something, but what do you children have to do? What do the Brahmin children have to do? According to the time, we have to glorify and reveal the Father, give the return of the pure feelings of the devotee souls, so let them have the experience that whatever they had searched for, yearned for so long, is now being attained. And then Baba emerged scene of many, many devotee souls in one corner. Baba was giving them drishti, and it was as though they too were receiving some blessing or the other. Seeing that light, seeing they were bowing their heads in front of the light and were saying, "We are so blessed, we are so fortunate that we are receiving this attainment." Some were receiving a little, some more, but as was their dedication, as was their pure feelings, Baba is bound to give them the return of the same. And along with the Father, you children, the Brahmin children, are also bound. You have this duty to help the devotee souls to receive the return of their bhakti, of their pure feelings, and help transform the world. So, make your stage transparent, and through that transparent stage, you will be able to spread light in all directions. Baba emerged the Brahmin children again in front of him and said, all of you have come to the father's home, Madhuban. Baba welcomes all of you. And as Baba said that, it was as though golden petals were falling on everyone. And all the children were trying to collect those golden petals and fill their apron. Baba said, you are the golden children, you are to go to the golden world. And so now you have to create a stage that is golden. These are the blessings that Baba was giving the children. I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed all the children himself. I then shared news of the souls that had got on and for whom bhog was being offered. Baba immersed all those souls in the subtle region. So they stood in front of Baba. They, each one was looking at Baba. Baba was giving these souls drishti and blessings. Baba said, called a few of those souls in front. Baba said, these particular souls who have gone on, they were the right hands in Baba's task for many, many years. There were other souls also in that group for whom Baba said, some were relatives of Brahmins, some were cooperative souls. So whomever you offer bhog for, that soul receives rays of power from Baba. Naturally and automatically, Baba then gave bhog to all these souls, these departed souls, and fed them bhog. As there was special bhog for Durga Prasad Bhai, Baba emerged him in front of Baba and told the soul. The soul was so fortunate, he stayed close to Baba's home, he is Shantivan, he had taken sustenance from the seniors and the dadis and done service. And now, wherever that soul has gone, he will continue to serve. Baba then gave remembrances for all these souls who had gone on. I then returned. Baba was giving drishti to everyone and gave remembrances for all. I then returned. Om Shanti.